Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover the story of Canada's biggest troll with the biggest size Z Gazungas. He or she, depending on which day of the week it is gender fluid, it seems, and changes their identity. When he's teaching at school, he looks the way that he does on the right, and at home, he looks the way that he does on the left. I shared an article in the description about this male teacher that used to go by the name Carrie, but now dresses up in drag as Kayla Lemieux. And it says that one of Carrie's neighbors says he dresses as a man outside of school, but only dons the female look when he's actually at the school. Apparently there's some reports floating around that he was red-pilling some of his young boys in his shop class, and was worried about losing his job. So he probably thought that dressing up as a female and pretending to be transgender and transitioning would protect him from getting fired. But it's difficult to get fired from a government teaching job in Canada. You really have to do something extreme for the union to finally abandon you. So why is this suddenly a big story? In theory, the left should leave Kayla or Carrie, his male name, alone. But this just shows me that the left is starting to get close to figuring out drag maxing, which is a term I made up recently to describe men that dress up as females to get special privileges. But the problem, of course, is that you don't know which men are just going to do it because they have gender dysphoria, and those that are doing it for a social or financial advantage. The left has made it socially acceptable to change one's gender identity. It's only a matter of time before many more men do it. But getting back to the article about Carrie, it raises questions about whether the vulgar costume that he's in is just an act. Of course it is. He wears the prosthetic jugs infrequently, according to the residents that live in his building. And he puts them on when teaching or when a cop visits him. Cops check in on him from time to time because he received many death threats. The article says this, and I quote, "The teacher who until a few years ago went by the name Carrie, now Kayla, left Ontario's Oakville Trafalgar High School this week wearing a gigantic boob set, a blonde wig and glasses. But it wasn't long until the cartoonish clothing came off. After shopping at a department store and pet supply shop, dressed as a woman, Lemieux headed home to get changed and emerged dressed as a man 30 minutes later. Enraged Oakville parent Selena Close told the Post, 'I was shocked to learn Lemieux appears in public as a male. The school has been adamant in telling parents this is a transitioning teacher who needs to express themselves as a woman. But why does Lemieux choose to appear like this at school when he dresses as a man in his personal time?' Unquote. I think that Carrie or Kayla should just go with the idea that they're gender fluid, because being gender fluid means one's gender can shift over time, during the course of days, weeks, months, or even years. Whatever form gender fluidity takes, it's important to remember that it's a valid gender identity according to Dr. Eckler that I read about online. People wondering why Carrie's appearance changes need to be put in their place, and if I were him, I would use the excuse of being gender fluid for why I was a man in public after school, while I was still dressing like a woman in class. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men should be allowed to dress up as women whenever and wherever they feel like without having news articles shaming their choices, Clown World Show. Now the school seems to want to go after Carrie Lemieux because of the oversized pumpkins that he wears over his pecs. The school board says that the Z cups he wears are more commonly worn by female impersonators and not women that are transitioning. I guess the school board thought that he was in the process of becoming a she, so they didn't want to stop him and risk being bigots or something like that. Notice how the article doesn't even use the words he or she because the writers don't want to assume Carrie or Kayla's pronouns. They're being forced to police their language. And Carrie or Kayla is probably laughing at all this. And just so that everyone knows, I too was once a man trapped in a woman's body. But then I was born. Hope that answers everyone's question. But seriously, the school board might be trying to cause trouble for Lemieux and possibly get him fired saying that his giant boobies are worn by drag performers and not those that are in the process of transitioning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I mean by drag maxing. Guys choosing to dress up as women, either passable or not, so they can get advantages in society. Carrie was offered police protection and was free from criticism. But it all seems to come down to being the right versus wrong transitioner. If you're doing it for the so-called right reasons according to the left, then you're okay to do it. But if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, then you need to be called out, shamed, and have your life ruined. And only the woke mob, it seems, knows if what you're doing is right or wrong. I think the left is going into damage control mode because now they're starting to see straight males using the woke ideology they set up for their own benefits. I mentioned guys like Finster before. He dresses up in passable drag and goes on a YouTube channel with fake boobies. But he also has another channel where he dresses as a male and he plays Minecraft. Recently, he was banned from Twitch for fondling his fake cleavage a little too much. I guess they don't want him playing the system while he plays with his fake chest. Over time, other guys that get involved in drag maxing or even trans maxing are going to learn the game and system and say or do all the right things so they won't be easy to catch like Harry or Kayla was. But then again, there's nothing to catch if you believe in the gender ideology term gender fluid. There should be no problem here, but that's not the way things are going. I believe we're heading for a future where men are going to start presenting as females to in greater numbers to get more attention, money, validation in relationships, etc. Part of it will be because of falling testosterone levels, and part of it will simply be because of opportunism. Sperm counts are collapsing and men are increasingly being feminized. Women's testosterone is also falling when they take the birth control pill, and because of that, their desires go down as well as their ability to work. But more importantly, low testosterone in women makes them fatter, and therefore the bigger they get, the more masculine they seem, while men are going in the opposite direction. Women on the pill also tend to prefer guys with more feminine features. And women that are now 18 to 25, 40% plus, are now taking the pill, meaning that the pretty feminized boy is going to be increasingly what they're attracted to. Low testosterone and women's preference for feminized males is going to push many guys to completely feminize themselves. The other day I was at a store and I was talking to someone and I could have swore he was gay. And he was telling me how wonderful his girlfriend was. And I couldn't believe how much of a feminized pretty boy he was. So it is happening. Sperm counts are falling by 2.6% a year because of all the plastic drinking bottles, pesticide, and other petrochemicals that get into our bodies. Not to mention obesity drops our testosterone too. So there's a ton of issues that are going to accelerate the trend of male feminization in soy society. Expect to see way more cases like the one of the Canadian teacher with size Z boobs. I don't think it was so much a prank as it was a way for him to protect himself from getting fired. But we're not going to know for sure. I know a teacher that had sexual allegations thrown his way a number of years ago, and he still wasn't fired. The most that would actually happen is Carrie would probably have been talked to sternly, sent for some time off, and then brought back a while later. The teachers' unions defend their members quite well, it seems. It's also a government job, after all. I think we're heading into a world where men are going to be wearing sundresses in 10 to 20 years, and becoming as feminine as females. The testosterone levels keep on falling, and today's not-so-mystery link shows you just how bad it's gotten. Since 2017, the average male testosterone has fallen by 2.6% a year. The average 20-year-old testosterone levels were already where a 60-year-old male's were back about 50 years ago. But by the time they turned 40, their levels would have dropped to that of an 80-year-old man. Regardless of if you believe it or not, the human race, and males specifically, are about to get radically feminized from environmental pollutants, as well as because it'll be advantageous to do so for some. Are the powers that don't want you to be behind all of this weakening of the population, so we can't fight back against the tyranny? We used to think that males need testosterone to help us get our work done. Meanwhile, soon most work will be done in an automated way. But ironically, there are shortages in jobs that require muscle and testosterone. Maybe that's what's happening in part because there are less masculine men being born these days. Because when your mother is consuming plastic drinking bottles, it feminizes you in the womb, before you ever come out. You're already being handicapped before you were born. That's how bad the situation is, and it's worldwide, and it's not going to stop. The rates of obesity are also still rising. The use of plastics continues, and the chemical pollution in the water supply keeps on rising. Also, don't forget, as more young women use birth control pills, that gets into the water supply, which is recycled, and if you drink the tap water, there's a good chance you get another dose of that estrogen. I'm going to look into starting to buy single-use water in glass bottles instead of being plastic ones. But you also have to be careful where you get those because, for example, aluminum cans, they also tend to have a plastic liner. So cans are not a good solution either. I guess I went off on a tangent. I'm just trying to keep everyone's testosterone levels up so they aren't tempted to put on a sundress. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Carrie wishes. he could smash Kayla, the female version of himself. But unfortunately for him, they're both the same person. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that attack others and try to get them fired for taking advantage of wokeness away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.